Can you believe it? We're at the beginning of another spring season, and wow, you get to the start of spring season, you think it's going to be cold and windy and miserable, and we've got 70-degree temperatures in the start of spring. Who would have thought that would happen?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, we've definitely been able to get a lot of practice outside in, which is obviously good, and I probably no different than anybody. He's kind of sitting around waiting when the bad weather is going to hit, and it just kind of seems to go week by week, and with the exception of one or two or three day cold snaps, it just hasn't been there. So I guess we'll just keep rolling with the punches and see how the weather holds. But it's been good so far.
Yeah, you and I have been talking for many, many years, talking baseball, and usually about this time you're finding places to play to where it's warm, and you're going to be heading to a pretty decent place down in Texas to kind of kick off the season this weekend, aren't you?
Yep, leaving Thursday, planning to play Friday, Saturday. Friday looks really nice, upper 70s and no rain. Got a chance of rain on Saturday, but between Saturday and Sunday, hopefully we could get the second doubleheader in. So, obviously looking to get started there. We kind of started a week later this year than we have in past years. A little bit by design. And to be honest with you, this last week of practice, the last weekend, we had obviously nice weather dinner squad. Between the two, just kind of having that extra week, I feel probably more prepared to go into the season than I have in the past. So hopefully we can use that to have, a good start to the year this weekend.
Quality schedule up and down, John. You schedule tough, and I sure this season, this spring, is no different for you.
Yeah. I feel like, the two teams will play in Dallas. Both are ranked in the top. I've seen rankings, both have been in the top 10 in their division, junior college broken down into three different divisions too. So they're both in the top 10 in their division. And the following weekend, I think we got a good team from Montana coming down that we haven't played before, but hopefully we get them in there. And then, obviously, I think next weekend's Northeast, who obviously has a great team, does a great job. Then Iowa Western after that. Iowa Western's traditionally, top 10, 15 team in the country, won a couple national championships. So, and then the tough teams out of Kansas is always Colby, Garden City, Dodge City, Seward, teams that, have really good squads. So, we have 28 conference games, 28 non-conference games. And we feel like playing a heavy non-conference schedule is only going to help us prepare for the region and the conference, but we know it's going to be a tough road every time we go out, and we just want to go out and compete well and pick up some wins along the way, obviously.
Had a quality fall schedule as well. They have a lot of course, fall games, but you feel like got a lot of work done, and guys have been working out, getting stronger in the cages a lot when it has been really cold. Feel like this group is ready to go. Let's play some games. Let's get after it. We're ready to go.
Yep, that's exactly what I said. You could have gave my post-practice talk yesterday. We're ready to play some games. We like I said, we've practiced well. We've been in the weight room. We've got stronger. We've got better on the field. And to be honest, about 2 weeks ago, we weren't practicing quite to the level that we needed to be ready to go. We addressed it, and our guys really responded to practice well, probably over the last 7-10 days. And after last Saturday's inter squad, after yesterday's practice, it's time for us to play. So we just got to go out and put it out on the field and go. So we're really looking forward to this weekend.
Feel like you got a quality pitching staff. That's where it starts. Your staff, starters, middle relievers, closers, etc. You feel like this group is going to be good for you this year.
Yeah, I really do. I feel we're deep. I feel we're deep as we've ever been with quality arms. We've got a couple guys back. Tate Anderson, Aviv, Bobrov, both those guys were in a rotation last year. Colby Kaplan played a great role for us out of the bullpen last year. Those three guys, sophomore-wise, will kind of, be at the top of our staff. And then, we've got some other sophomores that are back that threw innings, probably four or five guys that we really feel good about, a couple transfers, and then four or five, good freshmen in there. Honestly, you know, I really feel like we could, you know, we honestly have anywhere from 16 to 18 arms that I feel like could be productive in the spring. And so, like I said, deeper than we've ever been on the mound. And, you know, you know how it is with anything, you know, can't ever have enough pitching. So, you know, it kind of makes it tough, you know, for us a little bit with that depth, with those numbers, you know, just picking, you know, which guy it's going to be to get the opportunities, because we feel like we've got a group of probably six or eight guys that are really close in ability. And, you know, we just want to try and get them out there and see how they go.
Finally, John, you've got a McCook High School kid out there, of course, Quentin Terry, graduated midterm last year, has been with the program, kind of rehabbing from a little knee injury. How is his knee coming along? I take he's out there playing, trying to get some playing time whenever he can.
Yep, 100%. You know, I think, you know, a little bit of, you know, you hit the nail on the head a little bit. I think in the fall, especially early, you know, I think it was just him getting comfortable back on that knee. You know, and anybody that has major surgery like that, ACL surgery, that's going to be, you know, one of the issues is, you know, more mentally maybe getting back than physically. So, you know, that's been a big part of it. But I'll tell you what, he has made huge strides from the end of the fall. And then, you know, probably the first, you know, 3-4 weeks of you know, this spring, he has made huge strides. So both defensively, you know, one thing that, you know, is, you know, just kind of holds him back a little bit with the knee injury. It kind of limits where, you know, he's playing mostly first base right now. Obviously, he can DH as well, too, as a good hitter. But, you know, Quentin's a really good athlete and can do a lot of different things. So hopefully as he gets healthier and can move around better, you know, he can maybe move to a couple different positions as well, make him more versatile. But been super happy with Quentin's, you know, three or four weeks over the past couple weeks this early winter, spring.